Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to the Make Your Damn Bed podcast, a low-key, real talk motivation podcast to play while you make your bed every morning to incorporate healthy routine into your day-to-day. Build momentum and better your life. Good morning. Welcome to day 292 of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. I know that a lot of us are going to start doing holiday shopping, or probably already have, and I have a lot of opinions on holiday shopping, and I'll happily do an extended episode, but I wanted to kind of ramble a little bit today about some of my thoughts on how to make your holiday shopping a little more conscious. Personally, I'm not big on presents. I'm pretty picky about the things I bring into my home. I'm very picky about my clothing. I'm picky about my face wash. I'm picky about all of the items I like. And I usually buy the things that I want unless they're not affordable, in which case that's not usually a realistic gift to ask for anyway. So I, when buying presents, will either collect things that remind me of friends along the way throughout the year and just kind of save them and give them to them on their birthday or on Christmas, but more often will buy practical presents or experiences. With those two things, if it's going to get used, if it's edible, drinkable, or just usable in some way, then there's less pressure to have bought the perfect version of it. It's something they'll get through eventually. And like I said, I am pretty picky with smells, so candles are a little harder for people to buy for me. But once you know my palette, then it can get easier. So if you pay attention to the things that people like, or if you happen to know their favorite brands of something that they will run out of at some point, those are wonderful ideas for presents because they're something they were going to have to buy anyway. Another good strategy is to buy the things for people that they wouldn't necessarily buy for themselves, but they would absolutely love to have, that feel like a luxury. And this one to me takes a lot of thought and is not necessarily an easy thing to do, especially if you don't know what a person has or doesn't have. So for me, if I'm going to do this type of item, I'll usually buy somebody something that I already know that I adore, that they'll probably get the same good use out of, but hadn't thought about buying themselves. For instance, there is one type of stainless steel garlic press that I'm obsessed with because it's just one piece and it's so much easier to clean than this traditional, like, squeezy type of garlic press. So for my chef friends or friends that like to cook, I'll usually buy them this $7 garlic press because it's a pretty luxury item, it's beautiful, it's easy to clean, and it's one of those things that you're not going to replace a garlic press you already have, but you're so grateful to have one that you're going to use more often. But even still, I'm pretty against buying items for people, unless it's going to aid and abet an experience. So for me, the garlic press can help an experience with your cooking and getting more comfortable in the kitchen. But obviously, that still means I'm buying you more junk for your house. And I don't always love that feeling. And I know that kids love to open presents, and I don't want to be the mean aunt who doesn't bring anything. So as a result, I have started bringing a book that I know and love and have already vetted, and maybe they'll never read it, but at least I know I brought them a book and something educational, and then I will also bring them an educational-based toy. I try to bring something fun like slime or a science book, but I try to root it in some sort of education because that's just me and I'm a teacher and I can't help myself. But for the other people in your life, if you can't decide what to get them or give them, make them an art piece. A homemade card goes a long way, even if you craft it like a five-year-old. That shit is very cute and very endearing. And I make homemade cards for everybody every single year, and that's usually the only present I give them. And I have friends that have collected them for over a decade. If you have a family that does trade gifts and you do feel like you need to show up with something on par with what they're giving you, that is totally understandable. But I have also set the precedent of, I'm baking cookies this year, or I'm not doing presents this year, please don't buy me anything. Which means often you won't receive gifts, but most of the time it's shit you probably didn't want anyway. I also think it's okay to advocate for wish lists or general senses of direction from people if you are required to buy a present. I have luckily attended quite a few weddings this year, and in lieu of a present, which they obviously requested on their wish list, and I know that they would want a need, I still opted for the honeymoon donation when it was possible. Because to me throwing in $50 towards their vacation that they're going to go on and an experience is far more rewarding than the blender that they're going to use. But this one is a personal preference and can be decided based on you. I just am really anti-things, and I think that we've put so much pressure on ourselves to buy the perfect gift for everybody, to the point where it kind of takes away the magic of the holidays, which is spending time and thoughtfulness on our family members. When the thoughtfulness becomes a burden, it's no longer serving its purpose. Find a way to make it fun for you and the people around you by taking some of the pressure off to be perfect, and to buy the perfect present. Because in reality, your presence is a present enough.
Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a day. You can also follow us on Instagram for quotes and content directly from each episode at MYDB Podcast, or subscribe to the newsletter on www.makeyourdamnbedpodcast.com. If you can rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or just share this with someone you think might get a kick out of it, it can and has made all the difference. So thank you. I've been your host, Julie Merica, and I hope you have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.